946, 14 till 10. One of the local TV stations doing something about the North Shore Humane Society. And the dog that they have on right now has to be Grady's first cousin because they look identical. We're talking to Lewis Fitzmaurice, St. Tammany Parish Assessor, now to talk about the homestead exemption. I heard, and also about open roll time to check your assessment. Morning, Lewis. How are you?
Doing well, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. You know, I heard your interview with Newell, and that really got me to thinking, because I don't know what the answer is here, because the assessments, the exemptions have not been changed. So while the prices of houses have gone up, but if you're going to raise the exemption, that means people are going to have to pay less taxes, which means less money going into the government. That's got to be made up somehow, right? Am I oversimplifying this?
No, that's a good point. That's a good point. And it's like the point I was making with Newell. There's 64 parishes, and we're not all the same. Yeah. And so every parish is going to be in their own unique situation in regards.
Wait, Saint but about Tammany exemption? Parish is the exemption standard from state?
The homestead. Yeah, the homestead is $75,000 for everybody across the state. This last session, there was a bill that would have raised it to $125,000. But it would have been a local option. It would have been up to each parish.
So, Lewis, let me jump in real quick. Does that mean, is it as simple as if my house is appraised at $300,000, it's actually $225,000 because the first $75,000 doesn't count? Is it that easy?
That's correct.
Okay,
that is correct. That is correct.
Go ahead, please.
And think about when this was put in place. I mean, it was first introduced, believe it or not, back in 1934. For 20,000, and then I want to say in the 74 Constitution it was raised to 30,000 or 40,000. Then in 79-80 is when it was increased to 75,000. So if you look at it during that time frame and stuff, that most homes were fully homestead exempted, and even here in St. Tammany 20 years ago, almost half were fully homestead exempted. Now I'm around 5% of my homes, and most of those individuals have the senior freeze, had it for a while, or living in house trailers out in the country. Now our situation, and I think it's more in line with what's going on Orleans and East Jefferson. It's the residential. It's just this increase in residential. Some of it's just supply and demand issue, a lot of investment, you know, and so I gave. I know the example of the first house my wife and I, Kanye, bought in 92-93. We got it for $48,500. Mm-hmm. It sold, we didn't own it, I wish I did, but it sold in 2022 for $200,000. So in 30 years, it quadrupled in value. And
but
that's
yet,
what we're dealing
the
with.
Exemption
not every parish has that.
The exemption
but
stayed
you're,
the same.
But you're right,
right?
Tommy. And, I'm sorry?
The exemption stayed the same, right?
That's correct.
Okay, good.
That's correct. The exemption has not changed. That's my point. Mm-hmm. It has not. If you adjusted it for inflation from 1979 when it was increased to seven, it would be around $300,000 right now, which, by coincidence, is what the cost of your average three-bedroom home is now in St. Tammany Parish. But that's not realistic. I don't. But 20 years ago, if you asked me about raising the homestead, I would have said we don't need to. But it's different now because it's just, even with the rollback in the mills every 4 years, if you have an increase in values and stuff, it doesn't make up for, like I told Neil, inflation is a tax increase without a vote of the people. Mm-hmm. And that's what the homestead does. It helps adjust for that inflation.
So let me jump in
and
for a second if I can. First house I bought in Belle Chase.
It's your show.
No, you're my guest. The first house I bought in Belle Chase was like $57,000. And when I built a house in Belle Chase, in Algiers, rather, when I built a house in Belle Chase, I got a property tax bill and it was like, what? What's this? Is there any way, Lewis, to do this, change the Constitution so that the exemption would be based somehow on a parish-by-parish level? Because obviously real estate is more...
That's what I would hope.
Okay.
That's what I would hope. I think that's the only way to get it passed, to be honest with you. Because I was talking to an assessor in one of the small rural parishes and stuff. They're losing population. Mm-hmm. They're losing people. We're gaining people here. our situation is really unique, and we are so there is no other parish that I'm aware of that has the lowest amount of fully homestead exempted homes. It's just something that I believe very strongly needs to be looked at. In regards to losing money, yeah, there would be money. Right now, we estimated if it went to 125, the homestead exemption, there would be around a $39 million or so hit on the revenue. But at the same time, I believe if we do this right and do it and do it and phase it in over time and maybe wait to the next reassessment, the growth that we've been experiencing, which is at least around 3% a year, will make up that difference.
But to be fair, quick, and Lewis, I hope you come back because I don't have anywhere near enough time to get
I'd
into this.
To.
We'll have you back.
To.
I guarantee you next week. But when you talk about the shortfall, inflation has also hit governments, right? So
absolutely. I mean, the increased cost for that's a great point too, Tommy. It's affected everybody, whether you're just a regular homeowner or you're in the government. Everything costs more now, considerably more. So and that's all part of it. But yeah, we do. But real quick, our open roll officially starts tomorrow. It goes through the end of to the 29th. This is a designated time period by law. We ask you to check your assessment, make sure we got the right address, make sure all exemptions like homesteads or senior freeze, if you're eligible, to please check all that. And if you need to file review, the best place to do it is online.
This is
at our website.
And what's the website?
STPAO.org.
All right. I want you to come back because we didn't have enough time. And a lot of our audience or a lot of St. Tammany Parish listens to WWL. And I think it's very important stuff.
Yes, they do.
So you'll come back, Lewis?
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Tommy.
Have a great weekend. All right.
You too, buddy.
All right. Don't hang out with that Newell Norman anymore. I'm just kidding. Lewis Fitzmaurice, St. Tammany Parish Assessor, will take a break. Newell is next. We'll find out what he's got when we come back on WWL.